guys.
Hey.
Welcome to the Why Not podcast. So I'm Darby.
And I'm Melissa.
If you're new here, welcome. We are here to drink and talk shit. And if you're returning, thank you. We appreciate you. We might wonder a little bit about you.
Yes.
But we appreciate you nonetheless. What are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking a vodka fresca.
Interesting.
It's yummy.
I'm sure it is. I'm drinking a carbless strawberry margarita tequila drink with a hair.
Yum.
Delicious. So I meal prepped this weekend, right?
Yeah. A lot.
So much stuff. We made 15 cauliflower pizzas, an entire bag of, like, big bag of mini chicken tacos, 10 different pans of enchiladas. Oh, they're not, like, big. They're small. Homemade chicken stock, blueberry protein muffins, and protein bites.
Ooh.
They actually turned their Oreo protein bites. I kind of fuck them.
Yeah.
I'll bring you one to try.
Okay.
But, Mike went to grab a protein ball. He bit into it, and he found a hair. And I was like...
Is it yours or the cat's?
I think it was the cat's. And I blame him for that, because he's the one that picked up blue. We were cooking. And I was like, dude, that cat's so shitty right now. But I think that was the only one, because I've had other ones and I haven't found anything.
So. Sounds like a mic problem.
It sounds like a mic problem. Sorry, honey.
I'm not.
And that's fair.
Yeah.
We're not filming after golf tonight.
Nope.
It's cold and it's fucking wet out there.
And very fucking windy.
Very fucking windy.
It's like, what, 49 miles an hour gust, I think is what it is?
Probably. Probably. There's some trees that are down around Sioux Falls.
There's one down on Baker, too. Nothing to do with out there.
Did it, like, just downpour here at, like, 1:32?
Yeah.
Did you guys get the small hail, too?
I didn't hear any hail.
We had, like, at work, it was not only downpouring, but, like, the hail, it was small. I don't think it did any damage, but it was so fucking loud. It's like, okay, this is fun.
Nope. I don't think we got that.
Well, I mean, that's a good thing at least. Yeah, and I think it's going to rain all day tomorrow, so I doubt we'll have golf tomorrow.
And windy as fuck again.
And the wind has been wild
it's
lately.
It's been so bad.
So incredibly fucking bad. I saw some dude, or some like old... conspiracy theorist dude said it's all the roundabouts because we're just driving around in circles creating
Jesus
wind.
And I was Christ. Like,
what the fuck,
nobody knows how to use them anyways,
not in this damn town.
It's so fucking stupid.
Yeah, I'll forever be a roundabout hater.
I took my kids to McDonald's because my mom gave Waylon a gift card for his pre-K graduation, and he really wanted McDonald's tonight.
Fair.
He even bought Harvey McDonald's.
Wow.
Yeah. I took them there, and it was fucking pouring.
That doesn't surprise me.
And there were so many cars that still didn't have their headlights on, and you can, like, barely see them.
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, flashing them.
Good. Fuck those people.
Only two people turned them on. I'm like, that is insane.
The amount of people in this town that don't turn their fucking headlights on? Wild.
Yeah.
Hate it.
It was my biggest pet peeve. Like, raining and snowing, turn your fucking headlights on.
Turn your fucking headlights on, because that's so dangerous.
Yeah, and foggy.
Fog, I think, is probably my biggest one, because I think that's what I'm the most scared to drive in, is really thick fog. I think that's when I white-knuckle it the most.
Yeah.
Because fuck that shit.
Well, and then you have dumbasses who don't turn on their fucking headlights, so you can't see them.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like a waiting game of if you're gonna get smacked.
Yeah.
Or if you're accidentally going to smack them. And sometimes I like to smack them up the head.
No shit.
But you know what? Also, the worst part about, like, warm weather is the motorcyclists are back out.
Mm-hmm.
And in South Dakota, for our listeners that might not be from here, we have a massive motorcycle rally every summer in Sturgis. And our state gets flooded with motorcycles every summer. And, I hate it. I hate driving anytime in August.
Yeah. They drive like assholes.
Like, they own the fucking road.
And then people driving a car, if something happens, it's their fault.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, obviously, watch out for them, but, like,
right.
If they're driving like a fucking idiot,
yeah,
sometimes you just can't stop it.
I think it was last summer, I was heading to Mitchell. I think Mike was already there, and I was meeting him there. And we were stopped on the interstate by Hartford because of a motorcycle accident. And, like, there's a body on the road, which, yeah, yikes. I didn't see it, thankfully. But, like, so they turned us around and said, you're going to have to take one of the highways to, like, get past this portion, go to this exit, you can hop back on. So I'm taking, like, the least traveled highway, and there's a lot of traffic because of this accident redirecting
right.
it. And it's a semi, it's me, it's a motorcycle. Semis don't go fast on the highways. I go to start to pass it. The motorcycle tries to pass both of us. I'm like, that's stupid. And then he follows behind me. And then I can see for miles. It's flat in this fucking state yeah. sometimes. And I just held him there. Like a fuck you. And then he tried to cut in between us. And it's like, we are here because of a motorcycle accident.
Right. And oh, but he's a better driver, I bet.
Oh, probably.
He would never
he would
do something
never,
so stupid.
No. Makes me so mad. So unreasonably mad.
Yeah.
And yes, there are people that drive stupid and accidentally hit motorcyclists. Yes, it goes both ways. But I know a lot of stupid motorcycle drivers.
Same. Yeah.
Watch out for them. But guys, be fucking smarter on your bikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
Dumbass.
But on the bright side, it is camping season.
Ooh, ooh. You're going camping this weekend.
Yeah. And it just now went up in percentage for rain that this weekend.
I know. I've been looking at it too. And I hate it here.
Yeah.
We need rain. I'll be the first to say it. But come on.
Just let me have some time outside.
Not too much to ask.
I just want our 90-degree weather back that we had last week.
I'll settle for 75 to 80. I'm not ready for full-blown hot yet either.
I would take it over what it is outside right now.
You're not wrong.
But when we go from 90 to a high of 46, I hate it.
Whack.
So much.
So
I hate it.
Fucking
so fucking stupid. And then we have to go sit out in sports and it's cold as fuck.
Yeah. I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I don't like it. Like, how about a nice, like, summerish warm rain? I could deal with that.
But not the wind.
I want it. 65 to 70, a nice light rain, and no wind. Is that too much to ask for?
Apparently.
We love it here, guys.
At least it's not a derecho again.
Oh my god, that's been 3 years now.
Yeah.
That was such a wild experience. I remember that so vividly.
Yeah. We were standing out on our patio, watching it come in, and then all of a sudden we're like, oh, fuck, get inside.
That's when I worked in Canton, which is 20 minutes from Sioux Falls, and it was like almost 30 minutes to my second floor apartment with no basement. And my boss came in and she's like, it's 4:30. She's like, you can leave now if you want to get home and beat this. And I was like, it's a lot safer for me here than it is. So it was me, the branch manager, and a teller in the basement, just like, I wonder what's going to happen.
We had Harvey and Waylon down here. And I think Allie was down here with Jackson. And me and Andy and CJ were standing out on the patio.
Obviously.
Yeah.
We watched it until it got close. And then I was like, shut the window, lock the door, we're going in the basement.
Yeah.
And then it was like a few weeks after, and the sky just turned like emerald green wildly with that storm. That one we were all standing outside going, hey!
It's so pretty.
Midwesterners are just built different, guys.
We're something, that's for sure.
That's so true. Speaking of ranting and being in this ranting mood, I have a few things I'd like to rant about.
Always.
Things that have annoyed me lately. And, like, I've been meaning to say this for 3 episodes, but we just haven't got around to it. But this feels like a good time.
Hell yeah.
Why? In the year of 2025, are the pads in sports bras still removable?
Dude. I don't know. I normally just take them out.
I do, too. But here's the problem.
But then I have to wear my cape.
Yes. I don't want to have to wear 2 basically bras so my nipples aren't popping out at work.
Right.
What the fuck?
Fucking, we're in 2025, and I feel like there is so many things that there should be, but they suck.
Yeah. That feels right.
Yeah.
That feels really right. I bought 3 new sports bras at TJ Maxx, and I bought 1 at Old Navy, and then I bought something else that also had them in it. They're all gone. I tried to do it for a few days of like, try to put them back into place, blah, blah, blah. Stitch them in. Stitch them the fuck in.
It's not that fucking hard.
No. I have 1 sports bra that they're stitched in, and it's fantastic. It's lovely. It's my favorite bra. I don't want to have to put cakes in.
Yeah, I have 2, and they're the only sports bras that I wear.
Yeah. That's been on my mind.
Yeah, lately. That's a good one.
That's been pissing me off a lot. AI has been torquing me off because it's just becoming more and more around me. Snapchat now has little AI pictures that it makes of
you. Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, my God. I will have to, green screen this to TikTok. But I screenshotted them as a what the fuck. I won't save them because fuck you, Snapchat. But does that really look like me?
No. I had one like that, too.
What is this? What was the other one that they sent? There's been... it was the harvest one. No onions are this fucking big. What is this fuck-ass AI? I'm so sick of it.
Is that supposed to be you?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Not even close.
This isn't even my 5th cousin.
No. You guys aren't related.
We're not related at all. I'm just, I'm sick of it. That's the other thing I'm still ranting about, and I will rant about until I die. Not having my pads sewed into my bra and
fuck-ass AI.
Remember, oh, I'm going to make a shirt that says AI's biggest hater.
You really might be.
I am. I will wear that crown.
Oh my God.
No shade to the people I know that use it. It pisses me off so genuinely.
Andy uses it every day.
I know. He used it to try it because he was going to use it to reply to our first hate comment on TikTok, guys. We made it.
I think that means that we've officially made it.
We're famous. We have haters.
Also, to that man, go buy yourself some microphones and just bitch about things. It feels great.
He does. Surprise! Shoddy!
To that man. You're a pain in my ass.
Oh, because I was just like, wonder what this guy does. He's a Twitch streamer. It looked like he used to have a podcast, and he's a rapper.
Killing it out there.
I was like, what the fuck? I love the also the random girl that commented underneath him, like, clapping back at him. That's not even a follower of ours. And I was like, that's girlhood right there.
It really is.
And I appreciate you.
You know what? Sometimes coming on here, even if nobody listens to it, it makes me feel better.
This is our therapy.
Yeah. It makes me feel great.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Just a little stress reliever. Obviously, I'm fucking heated tonight.
So. Darby's on one.
Darby's on one. I think it's because I worked out right before I came here. Adrenaline pumping.
Yeah.
Pump up the jam. Sorry.
I ate some food right before you got here.
What did you make?
Buffalo chicken, like, crescent roll things.
Ooh, that sounds phenomenal.
They were so good. And so easy.
It's things you say like that that make my diet harder to follow.
So sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. I've been doing good about it. So I'll probably have this weekend.
So I'm getting the sense that I should not invite you and Mike over for the Applebee's wontons.
No, you can.
Okay.
The ones that we've made already?
Yeah.
Oh, those are so good.
It's chicken. It's fine.
Yeah, it's those are actually, like, wontons are healthier than you'd think. I've been learning all the things.
And, like, I love that for you.
It's, like, I make really good food that's not bad for me. So, like, it's not been that hard, but sometimes, like, I'm gonna go home and make myself a chicken cheese quesadilla for supper.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit healthier. A carb-balanced tortilla, shredded chicken and cheese.
Yeah.
And it's gonna fuck. And I'm excited for it. We went and had Chinese food today. I just got rice instead. It wasn't actually that great. It was teriyaki madness. It was okay.
My favorite is China Express.
Isn't that closed down? No. That was the hibachi.
China Express is right across the street from Best Buy.
That's okay. Yep.
Dude, that one's so good.
Okay, we might have to try that one. There's one, you know where Bagel Boy is in Minnesota?
Mm-hmm.
It's, if you go in the parking lot and keep, like, driving, like, away from the street, it's called, the Golden Bowl. Oh, that slaps.
Yeah, that one's pretty good.
Yeah. This weekend we got Hai Chai. That also slaps.
Yeah.
Hi, Chai. And honestly, their sushi's pretty good.
Maddox has gotten their sushi.
Yeah. Because Mike got Hai Chai and I got some sushi and we split that up. Because obviously, if you're meal prepping, you gotta buy food to eat while you're making food.
Duh.
It's the law, I think.
It is. But you gotta have, like, bad food while you make good for you food.
Sushi is not as good for you as I thought it was.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, a lot of carbs in that rice, but you know what? Fuck it, it's so good.
So good.
I mean, you're also supposed to not to drink while you're on a diet, but fuck them.
Here we are.
Here the fuck we are. But yeah, I'm taking it real serious, guys. It's fine.
My grandma and grandpa? Come back on Saturday.
Let's go! Carol and Padre will be in the house.
Yeah.
Can't wait for some drinking with them. It's always a good ass time. I always get hammered when I'm with them.
Dude, as you should. They are. It also helps tolerate them a little bit better.
Yeah. Love them, but yeah. They're a lot. Carol scared me when I first met her. It was one of, I think it was one of Harvey's birthdays that we came over. And I was like, who is this woman? And I'm terrified of her. And I was like, never mind, I love this woman.
Never mind, you're pretty good.
Never mind, you're awesome.
She is.
She is. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Also, this past weekend, Friday night, or Saturday morning was rough for me after my Friday night.
I bet. Your cup's still upstairs.
I saw that when I came in, and I went, that's where that went.
I was going to text you about it, and I was like, nah, she'll see it anyways.
Yeah, I got to stop using a big Stanley to make my mixed drinks in, because I'm always like, I don't feel anything. And then it all hits at once.
Yeah.
And then I'm fucked.
Yeah.
So that's going away. That's not happening anymore.
I don't blame you.
Yep, we're going back to the Yeti and making individual drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoops.
Or, like, one of these is nice, too.
That's fair. That'll work. Just not a massive 40-some-ounce Stanley. That's over a third vodka.
Yeah.
My bad, homie.
I don't give a fuck.
Drained that Sauvignon Blanc bottle, too.
Oh, yeah, because you took it home. I totally forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, I polished that thing off walking inside the house.
Hell, yeah.
Because then I just threw it in the recycling on my way in. We got home, I unscrewed the top, I chugged it, threw it in the trash, laid down, instantly passed out.
Fuck, yeah.
Gone.
That's awesome. Waylon slept until, like, 9:45 the next day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a miracle.
It was great.
I'm sure. Had to be all rested up for preschool graduation.
Yeah. And then it got moved to fucking 3 o'clock.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Well, that.
Yeah. And it was even better because that was when Maddox had a soccer game.
Oh, no.
So we had to divide and conquer.
Oh, no. Shit, so
dumb.
Yeah.
All these kids and all their stupid shit going on.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that.
I don't. I drink.
I'll drink for that.
I need this wind to stop blowing so this can go away.
You sound better.
I have a voice.
Yeah.
So that's a plus.
That's always a positive.
Drank tea for 2 nights.
That helps.
Did a little bit. Made me feel better. Made my throat feel better.
Love a good, just nice cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
Was it? It is Monday, yeah. So yesterday, after we were done meal prepping and cleaning and done with the yard, and basically when we were done being adults, we went to Starbucks and got, like, little mini drinks, and I got, like, a matcha tea. And then we just went and we walked around Falls Park for a bit. Oh, that's great.
Nice.
Nice matcha, just so refreshing.
I read all day, except for from, like, 2:30 to, like, 4:30, because Maddox had a soccer game.
Fair.
But then when we got back, I had a glass of wine and sat outside. And read my Kindle.
Oh, I love that for you.
Yeah.
What are you reading?
The 7 Deadly Sins series.
I started The Dark Kingdom today.
Ooh.
I stayed up till 12:30 last night finishing Beartown.
Nice.
Because I could not put it down. And so Mike's office is in the spare room. So, like, I'll lay on the spare room and read. And poor Mike, he looks over, and I'm sobbing. Like, the tears are streaming down. I'm like, and he's like, what the fuck is wrong? And I was like, this book is breaking my heart. Oh, my God. If you want something that will rip your heart out and stomp it into the ground, I recommend you read Beartown.
That makes me not want to read it.
Oh, but it's so good. And, like, here's the thing. I could have emotionally prepared myself, because you know what happens at the end of the third book. You get hinted at it in the first book. You know what happens in the second book. But I just lived in denial till the end of the third book when it happened.
Always mentally prepare.
I did not. And it did me dirty because I kept going, the author wouldn't do that. The author wouldn't actually do that. It's going to be like one of these weird twists where it's someone else. No, Fred, you fucking killed me. You stabbed me in the heart. Fuck you. But it's great. I do recommend it. But yes, I started The Dark Kingdom today. I'm probably already like 15% through the first one. Already like it.
I got 90% through the second one yesterday.
Hell yeah.
And, dude, the fucking twists.
Ooh, I love a good twist.
Dark Kingdom has some good ones.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I'm so excited to finish these ones.
I feel like the Dark Kingdom so far is less smutty than Lords.
Yeah.
Okay. I do love the Lords, but I'm okay with a little less smut and a little more plotline.
Yeah, there's good plot.
It seems like it. I started reading it and I did not want to put it down. I was like, oh, I'm gonna blow through this really quick, yep. I think.
And they're all that fast.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I do like a good fast read.
Yeah.
That's why Shannon was like, do you have any 5-star books? Like, would Beartown be a 5-star book for you? And I was like, no, because it takes so long to actually get there. I love a good snappy quick read.
Me too.
Ah, so
if it's hard to get into, I can't.
That's why I would love for you to read Beartown, because it's hockey and like I know you'd enjoy it. But I also know that like the push is hard and a lot of people do not finish it.
Yeah.
So, there's that. It's free on Kindle Unlimited, though, if you want to give it a shot.
Maybe when I'm done with these.
That's fair.
I think I only have... I don't even know what all I have on my TBR, if I'm being honest. There's so much.
Mood. So much.
As soon as I'm done with all of Shanto... test years, folks.
And then she'll just come out with another one and it'll be perfect. Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
It's not until January, though. Yeah. Yep. I'll be done before then.
Yeah, you will. You've been on fire with your reading this year. I'm proud of you.
Me too.
How many books have you read so far?
I don't know. I don't remember. Yeah. I should look. And I think that I have a couple that I need to add back on there. Because mm-hmm. I don't think I've put the last couple on there.
Yeah, I just went and I updated mine just because Shannon and I were talking books. And I'm yeah. Like, oh, I should probably update this.
Books.
Books. All the books.
We gotta get Alyssa to send Courtney's book.
Alyssa! No, you can hear me!
Stop being so busy.
Come down this weekend and bring me my book.
Jeez. I haven't even started Courtney or Alyssa's because...
Then we have to try to figure out a girls' weekend to get together and discuss them.
That sounds hard.
We tried once and never got anywhere because it was like, nope, I'm busy that weekend. Nope, I'm busy that weekend. Nope, I'm busy that weekend.
Nope, we have kids' sports.
I'm thinking a nice fall.
Yes. Nice
fall giveaway.
Courtney and the boys will be here June 5th or 6th, and they'll leave on the 7th.
Oh, for Harvey's birthday?
No. They're coming for that football camp.
Oh, that's right.
And then they have to leave after they're done with it because they have sports on Sunday.
Story of y'all's life.
Yeah. Fun.
You're just getting started, man.
Yeah, we're pretty good. Soccer ends here soon.
Really? I feel like you just started.
No, he just hasn't had, like, he hasn't been able to go to very many games.
Baseball.
Mm-hmm. That's what happens when you're on a competitive team.
Yeah, that becomes your life.
At least it's not a traveling team.
Oh my gosh. I had a friend that did traveling softball, and that just looked awful.
Yeah.
Because she did that on top of, like, showing cattle, too. So they were gone just 24/7 throughout the summer.
Yeah. Me, Ryan, and Zach all did traveling basketball.
Mm, yep.
And we were all on different teams.
Yep. Was that the kind of traveling that, like, went all throughout the country?
Or just throughout the state? Most of it was around the state. But it was, like, when we lived in Huron, and every other weekend, we were in Sioux Falls.
Yeah. My boss's kid is in very competitive travel ball, so they are gone
all the time. I remember you saying that.
Yeah. I just will be like, are you going to be? Nope, we'll be in X City. And it's like, yeah.
Good luck. No, I'm glad. I think the furthest we go for Maddox is Madison.
That's really not that bad.
No. I think Mitchell is, like, their state tournament.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can remember you said that, because Mitchell is kind of, like, the baseball tournament.
Yeah.
You have to let me know when that is. My parents only live 2 blocks from the baseball field.
Sick.
Yeah.
We'll probably end up camping out there.
That'd be fun. Don't get kicked out.
We can't ruin 3 names.
But you can try.
My mom and Lisa won't be there. We'll be good.
Fair. I'm going to tell Billy Joe she should just show up.
No, because now it'll be us and you guys. So we might get kicked out.
Not wrong. It's okay.
Oh, fucking Christ.
Have a little adventure in our lives.
Yeah. We're staying at the campground when we do Madison too.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's also gonna be a good time.
Yeah, make life a little easier.
Yeah, why not? It's also better to just wait for you guys to get out and go camping.
Mm-hmm.
In the tent.
In the tent.
Tent camping.
Yeah.
Have you guys been out to Newton Hills before, where you're going this weekend?
Mm-mm.
It is really cool.
Well, I mean, like, we've been out there, but not camping out there.
That's fair. I know. Mike was like, that would be really fun. Apparently, we also have plans Saturday, too.
So. Jesus Christ, you guys.
Yay! What turned into a chill weekend? It's still going to be chill. It's just a lot of chill activities.
I don't know if Friday is going to count as chill.
I mean, it's not going to be that unchill.
I mean, we're going to be trying to show some college kids up.
You're not wrong. That's why I invited your brother.
Yeah.
Your brother's going to get the cops called, though. Eh. Maybe not.
He'll be all right.
It'll be fine.
Where am I sleeping?
The guest room.
Okay.
Oh.
I didn't know if we needed to bring a tent and put it in your backyard or something.
We could do that, too.
Can I lock Frank out?
Frank and Gary might want to come snuggle.
Nope. I'm not sleeping in a tent in your backyard. Fuck those two.
We have confirmation. Frank is back. I repeat, Frank is back.
Is he bigger?
I don't know. I didn't ask. I was too scared. Mike found him yesterday mowing. And I was like, I don't want to know what Frank's up to this year.
God, you guys and your fucking snakes that are all over your backyard.
Listen, I learned to not feel as bad about that. I am on Infested Snake House TikTok. There is a gal. I'll try to find her and mention her. Her and her husband live in the middle of nowhere, Montana, because her husband's a ranch hand. And a lot of the times when you're a ranch hand out there, your housing is provided, and it's
Perfect. This house is snake infested. They can't go more than like 2 days without a snake in their house. They found the snake den. She has a video of them pulling the board, and it's like 20 garter snakes in there. I feel a lot better about my house now. They have a cat. The cat won't get rid of it. The nearest exterminator is 3 hours away.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Burn that shit to the ground.
It's not their house. They can't move out of the house. She's trapped in a snake-infested house. I feel so bad for her.
Fuck that.
Yeah. And someone was like, well, you can get the stuff that you, like, put on the ground, and it's like a barrier. And she's like, oh, we do want to do that. But currently, if we did that, it'll push them all inside the house and not leave. And I was like, this is terrifying. This is actually terrifying.
Nope.
Yeah, it was so disgusting. They just, because it was like, you know, the door,
mm-hmm.
and then they just pulled it out, and it was just all these snakes. Something out of a fucking movie.
Ugh.
She's like, I have quite a few mental breakdowns. And I was like, girl, I would too.
Same.
And she has like a little baby. It's like that freaks her out. She's walking around on eggshells every day.
I mean, at least they're garter snakes.
Facts. Montana has a lot of rattlers.
Yeah.
It could be worse.
Yeah.
Could be better. And someone was like, at least you don't have a mouse problem. And she goes, no, we do.
Oh my god.
I feel so bad for this woman. Yeah, I'll be content with just Frank and Gary running around.
Yep.
I won't bitch about them too much.
Yeah. I just remember when I mowed your lawn and found like 5 of them in a row.
I know. What a brave soul. I remember Waylon wanted to get so close, and you're like, I'm not walking up there with you. So
yeah.
I walked up there.
And then he shooed one away.
Uh-huh. Waylon loved it. I just remember him. Can we take it home? No!
Not fucking coming in my house.
Maybe Waylon isn't Slytherin.
Maybe.
He's going to start just talking in Basildon.
Oh, no. He's going to live with Allie.
You'd fit in.
Can't have fine. That here.
Get the fuck out.
We have a house of Gryffindors. Back the fuck out.
You really do have a house of Gryffindors.
Yeah.
So far.
I think Maddox was a Hufflepuff, wasn't he?
Ooh, I don't remember.
I think he was. That I can live with that.
You better, bitch. I'm a Hufflepuff.
I know.
But no Slytherins. What about a Ravenclaw? What if one of them's a Ravenclaw?
I doubt it.
Fair.
I just don't see them matching up with that.
I could really see Waylon being a Slytherin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the devil.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Still love him, though. He is great.
Oh, I was honestly surprised that Andy came back as a Gryffindor.
Not even a little, honestly. I think that's the least surprising house that I've seen out of all of our friend group.
I was just surprised because him and Allie are so much alike.
I do get that. I do get that.
Yeah.
But also, if you, like, without that context, if you're like, Andy's a Gryffindor, I go, oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Mike being a Ravenclaw, I think, surprised me more.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I always thought I'd be the Ravenclaw and he'd be a Hufflepuff.
But you are fucking wrong.
I'm the Hufflepuff and he's a Ravenclaw.
Wrong, bitch. Yep.
It happens. I can't be right all the time. That just wouldn't be fair in life.
I don't know. I need to get Harvey reading Harry Potter again.
Yeah.
He hasn't even read a chapter yet.
I'll get on that shit.
I know. He wants to, but then when we start reading, he'll, like, read, like, a page or two, and he's like,
I get that. Let's laugh at that little brain.
Yeah.
Give him some time. Maybe the summer, because he won't have school, he'll be more apt to read a bit.
Yeah. It honestly might be better if I have him wait a little bit, too. Like, another year, maybe.
Yeah.
Then he'll be more at that reading level. Because right now he's reading at a third grade reading level.
So you can give him a little more time. He'll be...
Yeah, so he'll probably jump a couple.
What is Harry Potter considered on a reading level?
I think it's meant for, like, 9 and 10-year-olds.
I could see that.
To start with. Like, kind that's of... the lowest age. So yeah. I think if I give him a year, he'll be good. I mean, he'll be 8, but...
I don't like that.
Right?
I don't like that.
Maddox is going into 7th grade.
I don't like that either. I don't like that your kids are getting older, because it makes me feel older.
Dude, welcome to the club. You're not even 30 yet.
I'm not. I'm still half a decade old.
You're still a baby.
One of the kids I used to babysit graduated high school this weekend, and that made me feel old.
One of the kids I used to watch at the daycare graduated college yesterday.
Yeah, that'd feel weird.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's kind of surprising. Because that math doesn't feel like it makes sense.
She was a school ager when I watched her.
I mean, yeah, I guess that's fair. But damn.
Yeah.
That's a big old damn.
Yep. I felt like that when... I was pregnant with Harvey, and one of the kids that I watched at the after-school program came in to interview at T-Tots. Ooh. And I looked at her, and I go, you can't work here, man. She goes, why? And I go, you're too little. And she remembered me. So she was like, aw.
That's incredible. I made Mike feel really old yesterday. Yesterday is the 24th anniversary of Shrek coming out in theaters. Let that blow your mind a little bit.
I've been watching the, like, it's like the 30-year anniversary of Friends coming out.
Oh, that would make sense.
It's in September, I believe, but they're doing it for, like, the whole year or whatever. Mm.
That's fair.
And I saw that and I was like, oh my god.
I know.
Because that came out like 2 days before I was born. Or a year and 2 days.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I wonder you like Friends so much. The same age.
No, I was a year old in
like
2 days or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah. Fucking weird.
That is really weird. It's really weird when you get older and you see these other... It's like, oh, time's really fast, huh? Whack!
Yeah.
And we still don't have sewn-in bra pads. I'm bringing it right back.
So dumb.
So fucking dumb.
I think that's one thing that all women complain about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because what's the point?
Halara finally did it in their dresses.
As they should.
Yeah.
I tried my Costco dress on. It did fit. It's matching Costco dresses now.
I haven't tried mine on. I was going to wear it tomorrow, but...
That's
I don't know that we will be golfing.
And if you do, I think it's going to be too chilly for that anyway.
Pants and a sweatshirt.
Pants tie.
And probably a rain jacket.
It's a good thing I found my old rugby jacket to wear.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I'm really guessing we're not golfing tomorrow.
I would still golf if it was... raining.
I mean, I would too.
We've done it before.
We have. We did golf in the rain last year.
Yeah. It was honestly so fun.
It's a vibe.
It really is.
Oh, I believe that I might have to make some hot tea to bring with instead. Like a hottie tie.
Are you going to get off early enough?
Oh, I'm going to go with Brooke.
Oh, yeah.
I'll text her in the morning and see what she wants to do, and if not, maybe I'll try to get off early.
Well, I mean, if we find out that baseball's canceled, maybe I'll call and cancel our tea time and go later.
Yeah, that works too. Let me figure something out. That's tomorrow's problem.
It's a tomorrow me problem.
That's, I'm not worrying about it right now problem.
That's a random thoughts.
Welcome to Random Thoughts. Listen there.
Yes.
Instead of silly time with Larry. The part of the show where Larry sings a silly song.
Jesus Christ.
My brain is just not here.
Obviously.
The hamster's running on the wheel, and then it's trying to play with toys, and then it's trying to eat and drink, and it's just not going well.
On that note.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers. Bye.